Sustaining alive! Sustaining alive! Sustaining alive!
Sustaining alive on 95 BFM.
Good afternoon, Rita.
Good afternoon. It's turned into a lovely evening.
I was going to upgrade it to evening as well. Good evening. Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening.
Is it warm out
west? It was freezing this morning, and then it was just boiling this afternoon.
Don't we just live on a little island in the middle of the Pacific?
Well, exactly. It happens.
What's going on? What's on the... Look, we wait for you to just force the agenda. Let's go for it. What's going on?
Well, this week it has been... my newsfeed has been blowing up with everyone talking about the future of tech.
Oh, yeah. Shit. Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. I don't care about anything. That kind of thing, eh?
Well, you know, I think everything's been overshadowed by the capital gains tax recommendation on homes.
Right.
That's sort of what everyone seems to be talking about. And it's funny because you get all these people, well, I don't know. It feels like there's a lot of people that are going, oh, but what if I own 5 houses? And it's like, but you don't.
Now,
anyway.
So basically the family home is safe. The house, if you're lucky enough to own a house, that's safe from capital gains tax. But every other property that you own, you have to pay tax on, which seems kind of fair, right?
Yeah. I mean, and you only pay it when it gets sold. And you only pay on the actual capital gain. Like, if you've had to spend a whole lot of money on the maintenance, you can write that off and get that back. So anyway, I kind of feel like I have to pay tax on my salary. Why doesn't somebody else pay tax
I think
on their income?
Probably but what anyway. Happens with these things is there'll be heaps of weird scenarios where it works out real bad for someone, you know, and it's like you kind of can't win every way. But
yeah,
as long as we're trying to prop up the ones beneath, then it's a way forward, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. And there was actually some really... really interesting environmental taxes that were discussed and recommended out of that tax working group. And it's been a real shame that the housing, the housing side of it has been the thing that has made the news. I guess it's most relevant to people because there's genuinely people out there that are struggling to, you know, stay in a stable home for whatever reason. I'm sure there's lots of students out there that have to move regularly, and that's so disruptive and expensive. So I can totally understand why that has been big news. But they did definitely have some really awesome environmental recommendations in there too.
What are they?
So the biggest one was retaining the... it's so unsexy, this stuff. But they have recommended that we retain the New Zealand Emissions Trading Scheme.
Emissions Trading Scheme.
Just not sexy.
Why are we trying to make shit sexy all of a sudden? Just fucking relax.
I don't know. people need to be interested in this.
How do we sex it up a bit?
I feel like it's almost like saying at a party, like, what do you do? Oh, I'm an accountant. And people are like,
great.
Over there, you know. And it's a bit like that. If I said to someone, tax on housing, they're like,
at parties anyway, isn't it? So just deal with it. It's okay.
Yeah, maybe don't talk about any of this at parties.
Now, Rita, just quickly, what does an emission trading scheme mean for New Zealand? Will it be modified from its existing format? Does that model even work?
Is it necessary to call it a scheme?
Is it going to be good for New Zealand? Is it something that we can benefit from? Will there be people out there that trade carbon with us for our green resources?
Yeah. I think we've got a really huge opportunity in New Zealand. At the moment, we do have an emissions trading scheme, although it has been sort of volleyed around by different political parties and has been stripped and back to kind of sort of a little bit ineffectual, I suppose. And specifically, that's what this tax working group did address. They said that we needed guidance on price, which is basically a tax. So just to recap what an emissions trading scheme is, if you have a business that uses a lot of carbon for whatever reason, and an example is Fonterra, they've just, God knows why, but they are opening coal-powered plants to power some of their activities. And so that's a really high carbon output, obviously a coal-powered plant. And so they would have to, at the moment, they can do that and there's no difference to them to building a coal-powered plant or, say, a wind-powered plant.
Right.
Whereas under the scheme, they'd have to pay a tax. for that coal power.
Right, so incentive is what we were headed here. Like a reason for doing it.
Yeah, and exactly. So having this tax kind of it's great. It gives a guidance on price, and that's really good for those forestry owners or somebody that's thinking about investing in forestry, because it kind of says we see a value in the carbon that is being stored by forests.
Right. So
There's going to be a price on it, because technically what that tax goes for is for them to sort of buy carbon credits from a forestry and say, we're going to output this much carbon, but we're going to buy your carbon storage to offset it.
Okay.
So that's kind of it in a nutshell. In the past, what we've done is that we've bought cheap overseas credits that have been found to be false, completely fraudulent.
Kind of like a weird ticket fraud. Like, oh, I've got tickets to Billy Ray Cyrus, oh, they're not real, kind of thing.
100% like that. Okay. Yeah. And you know what the giveaway is when you're in these Eastern
hologram
European countries
of Billy
that no
Ray
one's
Cyrus?
Really
He's not dead. He's not fucking dead.
Sorry, just going off topic there for a second.
No, apologise to Billy's grandparents.
Well, no, you can still do a hologram of Billy Ray Cyrus even if he's still alive.
You apologise to old man Cyrus right now.
What was his song? How does it go?
Don't even sing it.
Oh, no, don't break my heart. There we go.
Sing it.
No, it's Rita, okay. Carry on.
See, Rita, this way you're not in the studio. We just go off on these tangents.
Carbon credits, Rita.
So the other thing that they've said is that, yeah, so we have to limit these overseas credits that we're buying, and we also need to focus on the quality credits. And that's kind of to your point, Johnny. Like, we've got such a good opportunity in New Zealand. We've got this beautiful native forest that we could be using as, like, the highest quality carbon storage.
I think I see that, actually.
So in New Zealand, let's focus on quality instead of, like, exotic forests that maybe get cut down after 25 years. We could be selling carbon credits to, you know, our subtropical rainforest in almost virgin states. So the biggest thing that came out of it was that they have recommended, lo and behold, that we include agricultural emissions. And this has been a no-go for years. No political
The cow farts.
It's actually their burps.
Burps.
Yeah.
Okay, the front bum. Got it.
Yep. So our agricultural emissions have grown 15% since 1990. And just a little 101, the 1990 sort of is where we want to, that's our goal, to kind of get back to those sorts of levels or even decrease from those levels. So the fact that we've increased ag emissions by 15% is a little bit of a worry. And agricultural emissions also make up 48% of our greenhouse gases in New Zealand, and they're the single largest emitting industry.
And about our greenhouse gases in general? Are we, like, up in the world in producing that shit?
Yeah, so we are, off the top of my head, we're 0.06% of the world's population.
Off the dome.
And we emit 0.7%, so it's like a tenfold.
Oh, we're punching above our weight. Not good.
Yeah. So methane, I mean, you know, we're not big as a country, but I mean, we're definitely not doing our bit. It's like we're emitting a lot more.
We're not flying that clean green brag that we seem to like to throw about.
No, although, you know, once you start looking at some of our rainforest, like our tropical, subtropical rainforest and the likes, at the moment they're not included in our emission trading scheme, but if you did, you know, we've got some pretty good carbon storage that if we could put a value on, you know, we would be valuing a lot more. Yeah. At the moment it seems to be that everything's open to mining, so if we saw it as a valuable asset to us, it's another reason to keep it standing.
Now, Rita, was there anything outside of carbon credits from the environmental recommendations?
Yep, there was. I was a little bit disappointed. They did kind of defer some of their recommendations, but they did say there was kind of this weird grey area where they said, we recommend this, but we're not going to go as far as to say we're recommending it. We're saying that we recommend someone looks at it. And it's like, what a cop-out. But they were really good ideas. They supported a waste levy, and that's, to me, a little bit like putting the onus of waste in the wrong place. It's sort of saying when you, you know, when you throw something out, you have to pay for it. Okay, get that. But again, it would be really nice to see that tax up front. If you're producing a plastic, maybe paying for that tax up front, I think, would be more of an incentive for producers to move away from those products or those fat packaging. They also suggested that we look at an environmental footprint tax or a natural enhancement tax. So I suppose an environmental footprint tax would sort of be like saying, you know, who knows what form it would take, but just to give you guys a bit of an idea, it'd be like saying, okay, cool, you can get, you know, all your basic necessities will be tax-free, but the moment that you start, you know, flying around the world three times and buying super expensive cars, and then you start paying more in tax. So because you're having a higher income lifestyle, that is detrimental to the world, kind of. Very unpopular with most people, to be honest.
Yeah, because when you start getting a bit of money, you probably start travelling a bit more and doing stuff like that a bit more. So
yeah, well, you know, the more money you get, the more you spend it on things.
The more you should be taxing, though, so you should be taxed. Someone's just saying, sheesh, just fucking tax the rich already. It's not rocket science.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is a really good way. I mean, to me, an environmental footprint calculator, tax is actually a very good way of taxing the rich. It's a consumption tax. It's sort of saying, you know, when you go and you're putting in, big things that impact the environment that you don't actually need, then you can pay a bit more for them. And to be fair, those people will probably still do it anyway. You know, if they want to build huge, big houses, then they probably don't mind paying a bit more to build them. They will mind, but they can afford to pay a bit more for that impact. And that was pretty much it. The only other thing that actually was raised was the water use tax on all water. And you have to think about the fact that we kind of do that in Auckland. We pay for our water usage by litre, although they say that it's for the maintenance of the pipes. But actually, in essence, we're paying for our water already. And so it's a little bit unusual that some parts of the country pay for their water and then others don't, the big users of water, irrigators, commercial use of water.
Yeah, it's very...
paying for it.
Yeah, it's not water going into human mouths, is it? It's like a lot of it's just random watering stuff.
Yeah. So it would be, I mean, to me it seems crazy not to be charging people making money off water for their water use. But unfortunately that's been kiboshed by the government. They've promised the New Zealand First Coalition arrangement says that they won't tax water, so that will have to be deferred to another day. But I am going to finish by just telling you guys that we do have the third lowest environmental tax in the world. So of the 33 OECD countries, we're number 30 in environmental taxes. So again, we think we're really clean and green, but we're not doing anything to put money into incentive, because the thing that taxes do is they disincentivize bad environmental impacts, and they put the money into areas to incentivize a new economy, and that's what we want to do. We want to incentivize a greener economy, a lower impact economy. So everyone hates taxes, but you won't, in the new economy, you will be able to avoid them by making good environmental choices, and that's what we want to get to as a society.
Agreed.
All right, Rita. Awesome. Hey, thank you very much for your Sustaining Alive this evening. We'll catch you next week.
Yeah, we'll be back in the studio next week.
Sweet, yo. Take it easy out there.
Yeah, you too.
That was Sustaining Alive on 95BFM.